Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Daily Stoic Edge. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks. And let me tell you, we're diving into something super powerful today, boosting your confidence through the magic of positive self-talk. Ever feel like that little voice in your head is holding you back? You know, the one that whispers doubts, insecurities, and just general negativity. Well, today we're flipping the script on that dinner critic and turning it into a cheer squad for our amazing selves. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Positive self-talk? Isn't that a little cheesy? Look, I get it. We've all heard the fake it till you make it spiel before, and sometimes it just feels like empty motivational mumbo-jumbo. But hear me out, this isn't about wearing a fake smile while internally freaking out. This is about consciously choosing the words we use to talk to ourselves, shifting our mindset from negativity to empowerment. So let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you turn your self-talk from a saboteur into a superhero. Number 1. Become aware of your inner critic. Pay attention to those negative thoughts. What triggers them? Are they based on facts or just fears? Recognizing these patterns is the first step in breaking free from their grip. Think of it like catching a thief in the act. Once you know who's messing with your mind, you can start to take control. Number 2. Challenge those negative thoughts. Don't just accept them as truth. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence supports this thought? Are there alternative perspectives I'm not considering? Remember, our brains are wired to jump to negativity. It's a survival instinct from way back when. But in today's world, we need to consciously override those automatic negative thoughts with more rational and positive ones. Number 3. Reframe your thinking. Instead of saying, I can't do this, try this is challenging, but I'm willing to learn and grow. Instead of, I'm not good enough, say, I'm capable and deserving of success. It's all about finding those little shifts in language that can make a huge difference in your mindset. Think of it like redecorating your mental space. You want to fill it with things that inspire and uplift you, right? Number 4. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. You're human, you're going to make mistakes. Don't beat yourself up over them, learn from them, and move on. Remember that famous quote by Buddha. Be kind to yourself, for you're a work in progress. Number 5. Celebrate your wins. No matter how small these seem, acknowledge your accomplishments. This builds confidence and reinforces positive self-belief. Think of it like rewarding yourself for completing a level in a video game. You deserve a sense of accomplishment. Ever feel like you're always on the edge of success, but something just keeps holding you back? Maybe that inner critic is whispering doubts, making you second-guess your abilities. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine it's presentation day at work. You've been working tirelessly on this project, pouring your heart and soul into it. But as you stand up to deliver your pitch, a wave of anxiety washes over you. That inner voice starts chirping. What if they think I'm not qualified? What if I mess up? Suddenly, you feel your palms sweating, your throat constricting, and your confidence crumbling like a poorly built sandcastle. Sound familiar? But what if we flip the script? Instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, we could use positive self-talk to boost our confidence. Imagine that same presentation day, but this time you stand tall, meet everyone's gaze with a smile, and confidently deliver your pitch. You believe in yourself, your ideas, and your abilities. Why? Because you've been practicing those empowering affirmations, I am prepared. I have valuable insights to share. I am capable of amazing things. See, it's not about being delusional or ignoring challenges. It's about choosing the language that fuels your confidence and helps you overcome obstacles. So remember, folks, cultivating positive self-talk is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be days when those negative thoughts creep in, but with consistent practice and conscious effort, you can rewire your brain for success. You've got this. Now, go out there and make some noise. The world needs to hear your voice, loud and clear. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little boost of confidence. Until tomorrow, keep that edge sharp and stay grounded.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.